To Delhi, very good morning, New Delhi. Mob. Welcome to your live outdoor broadcast with the National Talk Black program. Trinity Trevor and Mike here, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from Cape York AFL House here in Cairns on Buchan Street. And we're doing the outdoor broadcast watching St Kilda train, St Kilda football team, AFL team, who are playing against Port Adelaide tomorrow. And having deadly yarns with the players and the coaching team, and also for the AFL Cape York House. The young boys here did a welcome to country and a dancing ceremony for the St Kilda team. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Katrina Amon, Indigenous Welfare Manager. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. What a day. It's been fantastic out here, hasn't it?
It has, it has. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep, I'm a very, very proud Quandamooka woman from, I'm from the Noonuckle tribe, and I'm from Mingjuraba, which is North Stradbroke Island in and it's just off Brisbane, so I'm a Murray woman.
Too deadly. Yeah. Well, welcome to the program. Welcome to Cairns, my sister. In regards to St Kilda, what's your role that you do there?
I'm very, very lucky to be the Indigenous Player Development Manager. And as you know, we've got 9 Indigenous men this year, players. And
yes.
I've started in February, and it's just been fantastic. I mean, you know, the experiences that I've had at Cairns has been amazing.
Good.
And working with the boys has been fantastic as well. So
starting in February, so what did you do before that, Nan?
I was a teacher for 34 years.
There you go.
So St Kilda approached me and asked whether I'd like to apply for this job. And I went, Simon Lethers, and I thought, oh, I reckon I'd really like this. So, yeah, so resigned from teaching. And next week started at St Kilda Football Club, and I haven't looked back.
Haven't looked back. And speaking of not looking back, moving forward, your beautiful son plays for Port Adelaide, Carl, and he's playing tomorrow.
He is.
So how's the family situation there?
Well, it's interesting because we're all St Kilda supporters.
Okay.
So even Carl was a St Kilda supporter.
Is that right?
He was lucky to be a mascot for the St Kilda supporters when Grant Thomas
Did
was
you tell
coaching.
St Kilda that? Why is he going to Port Adelaide?
I know. So, yeah, look, I'll have my half Port Adelaide and half St Kilda scarf on. So, anyway, I went to the team meeting this morning and I wondered whether I should be there. I felt a little bit guilty, but they didn't talk about tactics, so that's okay.
I think that's okay. So you went to see your son at the Port Adelaide ceremony, team get-together.
No, the St Kilda team meeting.
So, oh, okay,
yeah,
righty-o.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay,
so, didn't talk tactics.
So, yeah, they didn't talk tactics, so that was... I said, am I allowed to come? And they go, yeah, you can come in. So,
thank you, beautiful, fantastic. Look, it's great to have the St Kilda team here as well as Port Adelaide. Bring in the national teams and a game here to country Cairns is fantastic. I mean, we've had Gold Coast Suns come up here a couple of times. It's just good for young ones with aspirations to become professional, if not footballers, become doctors, lawyers, and
exactly
what have
right.
you.
We had we were at the girls' boarding house last night.
Yes.
And our two, Hannah and Libby, spoke, and they were inspirational. And you could see that the girls were just taking it all in, and, you know, the opportunities that they've got here. And the boys here are just amazing. And you know, they will be leaders in not just in Cairns, but, you know, not just in Queensland, but they could be in Australia, could be worldwide. So
exactly.
I'm just in awe of what is provided for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
And in your role there as Indigenous players come to the club, you're there to make sure the foundation is strong in regard to their football career, but
yes.
also in the cultural aspect as well,
yep.
and educate the St Kilda team, coaching team, if that's the case.
The
staff,
whole club. The whole
exactly,
club.
The whole club, yes.
And that's what St Kilda were very clear that's, you know, part of my part of my job is to support the boys, and as with the 9 boys, we've been a really great unit and having some input into what, you know, things like Reconciliation Week and NAIDOC Week, and they're having a voice and things like that, but also to embed Aboriginal culture throughout the club. So, it'll be wonderful. It's a wonderful...
And look, it's a platform for the coaching staff and the whole club to learn, walk a mile in our shoes, so to speak.
Yes,
and
yes.
The word respect is way up there. And that's what being open for the education is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, we've just put up photos of all the past Aboriginal players and the current Aboriginal players in a room, and that's our Yawa room, which means in Boonwurrung language means journey.
Yeah.
And we've put up the mobs where they're from, and you know, everyone in the club has enjoyed working in that room.
Beautiful.
So they're really receptive. I think that's what makes my things so enjoyable for all of us. They're receptive to make change.
Yeah,
so.
Beautiful. Good yarning with Yarni. Thank you so very much. And look, all the best to you. Enjoy your stay here, and we'll yarn soon. And
yes.
Good luck, St Kilda.
Go Saints.
Go Saints. I heard that. To Deli, beautiful yarn
Thank
there.
You.
That's
Thank
with
you.
Annie Katrina Amon, and she's the Indigenous manager, cultural manager for the team St Kilda. So, Deadly, you mob, stay tuned to your Deadly live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, and coming live from the Buchan Street, the Cape York AFL house. And we're watching the AFL St Kilda team train, and they had a welcome ceremony here this morning. The boys from Cape York House did a dancing ceremony, and had Uncle Henry Formal did the smoking ceremony and welcome to country. So very Deadly to see, and I want to give a big shout out to Andrew Underwood and the team. We call him Undies, and he's part of the AFL broadcast schedule. And don't forget, they'll be broadcasting AFL broadcasting this week, Friday night's game, West Coast Eagles versus Richmond, and also Sunday, 1st May, Sydney Swans versus Brisbane Lions. Stay tuned to National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Pat Carroll, see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it, a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it.
Hey.
Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory. To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor. I can hear that crowd roar. It's what I live for. Just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for. Just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great finding. I feel like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on.
He's from humble beginnings, older brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
I walk to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu, one of us.
What I live for. Just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanna diss his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar. Let him know about.
Baker Boy here. Hey, you're listening to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on BBM 98.7 FM. Nyakunanwalaki. That's big.
you can bring me down.
Yeah, Baker Boy, what it is. Thank you very much. National Talk Black, Trendy Trav Murray from the Curry coming to you live here from Cape York AFL House here in Cairns, Buchan Street. We've got an outdoor broadcast. Watching St Kilda train. They just finished their session. Going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Ben Long. Very good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Going well.
Thank you, brother. Before you start, who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, so I'm a Mudgeter man. So family's from a small town above Alice Springs called Tea Tree.
Yeah.
And also from Daly River.
Beautiful, Chilla, mob, beautiful. Yep. So we've got a connection in regard to the Long family. In regard to Jakey Long, big shout-out.
Yeah, big shout-out to big cuz Jake.
Yeah, cousin Jake there.
I've heard him on the station before, so he's, pretty
and
good.
And one of the BBM crew as well. So, Ben, let's talk about your career. St Kilda, how long you been with St Kilda?
Yeah, so I've been at the Saints for 6 years now. So, first started off, got drafted back in 2016. So, I've been playing for Saints ever since and, loved it so far.
For the young and up-and-coming footballers out there, men and women, tell us about the draft, how it started for you. Were you playing locally or did someone, a scout, picked you up?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to go to boarding school down in Melbourne and played school down there and went through the system of playing, representing Northern Territory, down the 18s and the comp and that. And was lucky enough to play in the VFL for Footscray. And then from there, in my draft year after year 12, got picked up from there. So, it's a pretty long journey playing... obviously representing NT, but also playing VFL and getting drafted from there. So
exactly. And here you are here in Cairns for your game tomorrow against Port Adelaide, but coming down here to the Cape York AFL House to see the young boys there do their cultural dancing, to see the setup here and what's happening here regarding boarding school, using football as a tool. What's your thought on the process?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Obviously, we came here last year, but we didn't have time to get around and obviously... see the community, so it's awesome to have a couple of days up here and see the kids, boys and girls, and especially doing a welcome to country, seeing dance, just shows that the culture is still strong and only going to get stronger from here. And it's just awesome to see.
Excellent, brother. Excellent. What are you looking at in regarding our life after football? I'm looking at retirement. They still need you.
No, hopefully still playing footy for a bit. That's the aim. But I'm doing a few things outside footy. Just a few of us boys doing a carpentry course a day a week. And, I think the staff at the club really push hard for players to do
life
something.
Life after football.
For life after footy. A lot of boys maybe are doing uni or something like that. But, it's obviously very important because footy doesn't last forever.
Sure, for sure. I had a deadly yarn with Annie Katrina. I'm on, Indigenous Welfare Manager for St Kilda. Spoke of her son, Carl.
Yeah,
he plays for Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
And you'll be hitting him up tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, opposition across the
Katrina,
line.
Sorry.
Your mum works at the club. But, Carl's Annie Katrina's been great so far, loving her at the club. And, obviously her son's a good player, so... hopefully you can try to shut him down.
Exactly. And having Anna Katrina at the club there, as I was speaking to her, it's fantastic. We've got that foundation of education to the club, the players, the administration, the whole club in regarding First Nation peoples.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got nine Indigenous players, and that's the most for the club. And for Anna Katrina to come to the club, it's great having her down. And obviously, especially... having an Indigenous person lay the foundation, not at just Saints, but every club, it's important because, we want everyone learning about Indigenous culture and, First Nations people, so it's very important.
Give us the weekly routine for an AFL player.
Yep.
I mean, I just asked you about, you've got family here in Cairns,
yep.
And you're heading back straight after the game, and the family's looking at taking you to the reef the next day, but it all changes.
Yeah.
How's the strictness on that?
It's obviously coming in the industry, it might be a bit of lean way, but, then it's a job, and, week by week, we're back up, trying to win games of footy, and, I guess after the game, we're going straight back, get back to Melbourne and start first thing Monday morning, recovery. So
recovery.
One day off a week, but training's pretty full on. All about recovery, getting up for the session and, just backing it up each week. So
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brother, look, good chatting with you. Did you ever get a chance to play against Jakey? Because he played VFL there with Essendon.
No, a few at the start of my career. Played a few times against Jakey, so but we were both on the other end, so we didn't get to.
Oh, you get to match whack each other?
Nah, I wanted to, but
that's right.
Yeah, he's running away.
Yeah, he's scared of you. Too deadly, brother.
No,
hey, good yarning with you. All the best,
no
my
worries.
Brother.
Thank you.
We'll yarn
Cheers.
Soon, and
yeah.
I think if you can catch up with. We're going to catch up with the other players here.
Yep.
We've got Nasiah, but
no worries.
All the best. Good
Thanks.
Luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, mate.
And be the best you can be, brother.
Cheers.
Too deadly. Deadly yarn there with Ben Long with St Kilda. And like I said, they just finished their training here at the Cape York AFL house here in Cairns. They've got their game tomorrow with Port Adelaide. And we're going to catch up with a couple other more players there. And also we're going to catch up with Hannah Priest. She's the captain for AFLW for St Kilda. But stay tuned. BBM, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. Too Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from Cape York AFL House here at Buchan Street, and watching the St Kilda train today for their game to Port Adelaide tomorrow, and having a deadly yarn with all the deadly crew there with St Kilda. I'm going to have a yarn there with Hannah Priest, who's captain of the AFLW St Kilda, and a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's very special to be here.
Yes, thank you, Hannah, very much. Hannah Priest, where do you stem from?
I stem from Mildura, which is in the northwest of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Victoria. Actually went to a really small country town.
Yes.
In Werribee, went to school prep to year 12. There was probably 80 students in the whole
yeah.
school. So Dad was a principal there and grew up in the country.
So country bumpkin.
Yeah.
That's what you're down to earth, girl. So talking about AFLW, and you're the captain of St Kilda. How did the St Kilda AFLW go this year?
Yeah, we had a mixed sort of season. We had 2 wins and 8 losses, but I guess we're pretty proud of the way we stuck at it. I think we lost 3 or 4 games under a kick, so
yeah.
we were right in the mix for most of the season. It's just we've got a very young side, so I think for us to come up against, you know, the last year's premiers, Brisbane Lions. We lost to them, I think, by about 3 points. So really competitive, but I guess we'll learn that sort of winning culture and get some wins next season.
And hats off to AFL in regarding creating a space for our deadly women. Girls can do anything, and it's great to see opportunity like this, aspiration for young girls up and coming.
Absolutely, and we were so lucky. My teammate and I, Olivia Vesely, we went out to AFL Cape York House with the girls' boarding house last night and had a grand tour with some of their incredible students and had dinner with the girls and spoke to the girls, and it's probably something that we'll never forget. We didn't want to leave. The girls are awesome, but just I know that those girls now have a pathway. I'm a bit older than a lot of them, obviously, but they, you know, you can't be what you can't be what you can't see, and
exactly.
It's just really beautiful to have the girls there, like, I guess, looking up to us and knowing that if they want to play AFLW, they can.
You're beautiful. Now, AFLW is not a full-time gig. What do you do outside that for income?
Yes, so I'm a qualified school teacher, so I've been working full-time as a teacher and managing AFLW commitments, which we sort of train four times a week, probably in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock until about 9:30. But I've just started a new role at St Kilda Football Club as the education lead. So I'm bringing schools in, delivering education programs, giving them a taste of what it's like to be at the high performance level, or going out to schools as well. So
beautiful,
very cool.
Beautiful. Yourself, family?
No family. Turning 30 next month.
So there's a new chapter in your life coming
yes,
up.
Yes, it's awesome too. Like, I mean, AFLW is, I guess, accommodating, like, maternity leave contracts and stuff if we want to, you know, go and have a baby
families.
Or come back, and that's really special as well.
Beautiful. Hey, nice talking to you, Hannah. All the best. Enjoy the rest of your time here in Cairns, and come back and join us soon.
Awesome. Go Saints.
To go Saints. I heard that. Hannah
you.
Priest, Captain AFLW, St Kilda. Deadly have a chat with her and hear from a women's perspective in regard to professional sports, and fantastic. But stay tuned. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, BBM 98.7 FM. From Cairns Cape York AFL House here for the St Kilda training session. They're playing Port Adelaide tomorrow at Kazali's, and talking to Deadly Crew here. Going to catch up a yarn now. I've got Nasiah Wanganeen Malira. How are you going, my brother? All the best to you.
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Nasiah Wanganeen Malira. Come from Adelaide. So my people are from Port Victoria, so the Narunga people, and then Sejuna on the far west coast of South Australia, so Gugatha as well.
Beautiful, brother, beautiful. Deadly Footprint, talk about your career. How long you been with St Kilda, bro?
My first year. Now I've played a couple of games now. It's been a real pretty good journey so far over the course of my AFL journey so far.
Beautiful. And you're suiting up tomorrow against Port Adelaide. Are you on the run-on side?
Starting on the wing.
On the wing, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, been playing there majority of the season, so, yeah.
I was talking to Aunty Katrina Amon earlier, and as I mentioned to Ben Long, had a chat with him about her role, Indigenous Welfare Manager, and her son Carl plays for Port Adelaide. So she says he's going to be wearing a two-sided scarf.
Yeah, yeah, I might be lining up on him as well.
He's, exactly.
Yeah, on the wing as well.
And so as a professional player, you would watch videos of other teams and other players. So you've got a bit of knack about knowledge about the lad?
Yeah, so, yeah, we just watch a fair bit of tape and just, assess our game and how we want to play and, try and get the win.
Yeah, good. So here we are on a professional level, my brother. A great career. You know, people look at, you get paid money to play football, but it is a professional thing. I mean, you guys got to whiz off straight after the game tomorrow, back to Melbourne. So this is not like a holiday. You're here to do the job. You know, had some free time in Cairns, but it's back to business, isn't it?
Just coming over here the mindset just to come here, get the 4 points and, start really strong, keep our form going and, hopefully get the win and then, go back to Melbourne and focus on next week.
And what about your career, your football attributes? Are you happy with what you're doing and are you living up to your expectations?
Definitely. Just to even play the start of the season. Obviously, didn't expect a whole lot in my first year, but to do that so far, going really well, and to be on the team that's going really well as well, which is a positive sign.
If you perform well in your position, like in your game tomorrow night, then you can cement your position, can't you?
There's a lot of spots up for grabbing the team.
Yes.
So, just to try and play my role for the team and do what I can do best, and that helps the team and gets the win.
Too deadly, brother. Well, good luck and all the best for your game tomorrow. Go to the Saints. And good yarn with you, my brother. And we'll yarn soon, eh?
No worries.
You take care. Too deadly. Nasai Wanganeen Malira there. And he's suiting up for St Kilda, of course. He's on the wing up against Port Adelaide. And your mob get on down there to Kazali's, watch the game. And they're finishing training here at the moment. They're going to head back to the hotel, relax, and get ready for the game. But stay tuned. National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Up and down and out, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in the maze, trying to find a way out. All the stress and struggle, this song is for the brothers that are in the same position. Feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitch, and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior, and I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land,
it's simple. Everyone treats each other these days, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right. Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into your song, to let you know that your spirit will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show.
feeding my raps. Young warriors, hurting from me black. Alice Springs, where I'm from. Yeah, I'm from another country, boy, got it going on. But I miss my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life. Trying to throw my dollar price, we can hear a seller twice. I got a thing to make, selling tapes, can't wait. Doing shows and got to go, making videos. I put a damn rap with a love of hip hop. Everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off. I split it kind of steady, say you know what's up. It's people on the record, getting down like rock. So I'ma keep going down a stick road. No matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to move, to move some more. And I'ma keep my head up.
I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior.
National Talk Black.
To Daddy Mob, welcome back live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, coming live from Cape York AFL House here in Cairns and Buchan Street. We do the outdoor broadcast for the training session for St Kilda, who just finished on the training paddock and headed back to the hotel. They got their game tomorrow against Port Adelaide here in Cairns at Kazali's. Once again, big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for their support and allowing the program to go across the country. Also, a big shout out to Andrew Underwood and the team, that's Undies, who do the AFL broadcasting schedule. And their games for this weekend is Friday night, 29th April, West Coast Eagles versus Richmond at Optus Stadium there. And also Sunday, 1st May, Sydney Swans versus Brisbane Lions at SCG. And look, I'm here to catch up number yarn now with the Cape York AFL House for Girls House Captain, and that's Yoshua Lifu. My sister, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm from New Mapun. My mob are the Gurung Yadikanu people. Mm. And my totem is the Sanguana.
Oh, beautiful Sanguana. To Deli, my sister. So you're the house captain at the Cape York AFL House for Girls. And you're at school. What grade are you doing, sister?
I'm in grade 11.
Grade 11?
Yep.
Yep. And you got your working gear on. So what work are you doing at the moment?
No, because I got trade.
Oh, you got trade?
Yeah, what, TAFE.
Okay.
So I'm going TAFE this year.
Yep. And how long you been at the AFL house?
Oh, well, I've just started last year, so...
Enjoying it?
Yeah.
They looking after you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good kai kai? good food?
Yeah.
And what about the staff?
Yeah, they're really good.
Helpful. Anybody from New Mapoon travel with you? Any other girls there from New Mapoon?
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, good. That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you got family there?
Yeah.
And then you get to meet all the other girls from all the other communities.
Yeah.
And make good friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What do you want to do when you leave school, Sissy?
I want to be a qualified diesel fitter.
A diesel fitter?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't mind getting your hands dirty?
No.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Diesel fitter. All right, yeah. Too deadly. And so... you're doing TAFE as well as school, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yep. So, and which school do you go to?
Oh, no, I don't go to school. I just
do
school tech.
Oh, you did the TAFE. School tech. Okay. So you come from New Mapoon, stay at the house, AFL house, and you go to TAFE.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long is that course for?
2 years, I think.
2 years. And this is the first year?
Yeah.
Okay. And you join TAFE?
Yeah.
Yep. So you're going to focus and do it and complete it?
Yeah.
That's the goal?
Yep.
You got good support?
Yeah.
And what about family back home?
Yeah, they support me all the time. Mm. And yeah, make sure I'm doing the right thing.
That's right, make sure you're doing the right thing. And then when you have like the school holiday, school breaks, you mob go back home, don't you?
Yeah.
And you've been home since you've been here?
Yeah.
And the fact that you came back, that is, I salute you, take my hat off to you.
Yeah.
Because it's hard when you're going home for like, get back on that plane for come Cairns, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard. Sometimes I just want to stay back, but then again, I just push myself.
Yes.
So I can get good education and follow my dreams when I finish TAFE.
Yeah, good, sister. And when you become a qualified, what is it? The
diesel fitter. Yep.
You can then go work back in community if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, qualified and get paid good bucket for it.
Yeah, so I can get my dream car.
Yeah, so get your dream car.
Yeah.
And what's your dream car?
79 Series. Like GX or Land Cruiser.
Is that Land Cruiser? That's your dream car. Beautiful. So you got the vision there of the dream, and you didn't start it to get the JOB and understand that your job and your career is a financial vehicle.
Yeah.
So when you make the money, then you can buy your dream car.
Yeah.
So that's what the focus is.
Yeah.
The dream car. And then you go cruise around there in Cairns in that dream car. Too deadly, my sister. And you stay there, of course, 7 nights a week. You stay in there, camp there at the Cape York AFL house. On the weekend, you guys get free time?
Yeah, we do. On the weekend, we have to do our residential clean.
Okay.
So that's like clean the boarding, the buses and all that. And then we get to go shopping after that and then come back, relax. Mm. And then we have an activity for the night, like Saturday night.
Beautiful.
And then Sunday, we have an under-15s game, so we have to go out and help them. And, yeah.
Yep. Do you play sports? Do you play AFL?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you play for the AFL. What's the name of the club there?
Cape York Eagles.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay, Cape York Eagles. So you play in the girls' team?
Yeah. under-18s.
And the competition's running now at the
yeah.
moment? Yep. How are you going? You just win it?
Yeah, we won 2 games.
All right.
Because we started last week.
Oh, so you're virtually undefeated then?
Yeah.
Every game you played this year,
yeah.
undefeated.
Yeah.
That's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
We're undefeated. Even though you haven't played 2 games.
Yeah.
Too deadly. Yosha, nice talking with you. Thank you very much. All the best. You're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing. We believe in you. And we need more black successes, my sister. So
yep.
keep doing what you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Take care. All the best. So Deadly Yarn there with Yisha Lifu, house captain. Cape York AFL House girls here at the outdoor broadcast at the Cape York AFL House for boys, and had the Deadly Yarn and opportunity to watch the St Kilda. And but stay tuned to your Deadly program, National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
To show for myself yet, but don't judge me, cause I live my life ruggedly. My skills and ability comes to me naturally for me to release my lyrics swiftly with the wind blow. So slick, quick, wickedly it flows, smooth as I cruise, running like a spin rim with my roll up, a haircut trim. Now I ain't trying to pretend or act like anybody else, this is all me for real. So deal with it if you don't like the way you live it. Step aside, let me drive my life. And if I might make a mistake, I'm the one that's gonna be learning from it and dealing with it each day. With no breaks, I keep on cruising with my faith that keeps me moving. I don't need to prove it to anybody. This is my life that I'm living. So let me try to achieve my goals my own way.
I try to prove myself. Yeah, just like everybody else. In my own ways, in my own time, in my own mind, I'm the only one that leads my life.
Since I started from the bottom, I've been trying to lead my life in that right direction, looking for the right connection that best suits me. Even though I make mistakes, I work hard to better my ways. I earn my minimum wage to change jobs, looking for that right one while I'm dealing with a bad habit. Now everybody have it, I'll be straight up to admit mine. Yes, I like to drink so much alcohol, piss it down the drain, money waste. Now I'm dealing with the consequences. That was my decision which put me in this position. Money making going up till it drops. Now I'm broke again, I keep on hitting the speed bumps, but I can't help it when I like to drink my rum mix. I got tricks up my sleeve that keeps it going, just like my flow that keeps on rolling. I take that one step back and 2 step forward.
I'm trying to improve myself.
Yeah. You're listening to National Talk Black.
Too Deadly Mob, welcome back live to your outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, Cape York AFL House here in Cairns. After watching St Kilda throw down, had their training session for their big game tomorrow against Port Adelaide, we had a deadly yarn with the likes of Ben Long, Nasai Wanganeen Malira, and also Annie Katrina Amon, who's the Indigenous Welfare Manager for St Kilda. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Rick Henlon. He's the founder of the Cape York AFL House. Rick, a very good morning. How are you, my brother?
Very good, thanks, Trevin. Thanks for having me along.
Brother, thank you very much for being you and the work that you've done here. The founder of the Cape York AFL House, you are an AFL man. Where did all this come together and join in the two forces, so to speak?
Look, it came from our experiences in the early days of our game development program, going up north. And, you know, we started going up north in 1999.
Yep. Are you a Cairns man?
No, I come here from Tasmania to do
okay.
the job,
yes.
the development manager job for Cairns at that stage.
Mm.
And came for 2 years and, you know, 24 years I'm still floating around.
Yeah, thank you.
So the AFL Cape York House concept come from our experiences travelling away with young men, in particular in those early days, that were selected in rep teams to go to country championships, state championships, things like that. And what we used to do, we'd spend 13 hours in a bus together, or, you know, being on a plane and going into camps, and just spent a lot of time with young men and had lots of conversations. A young person with their well-being, if it's not okay, we know that we give them the better opportunity to be able to go into a classroom and learn, because there's a lot of difficulties for a young person come from a remote community where they're leaving their heart and soul back home because they're coming off country, they're coming away from community, or they're coming off the sea, and they're leaving a lot home. And so if we can actually help them manage that and act like a family with them, So the divide's not too great.
Exactly.
We give the young people an opportunity.
An opportunity, and that's what it's all about, you know. And it's a team effort, and I'm looking at your Deadly staff and the Indigenous staff as well as non-Indigenous staff. It is a family affair.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, we're like a community here. You know, like in a community, there's different walks of life. When our young people go out the gate every morning to go to school, the community changes. It's not dominated by Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people.
Sure.
It's more dominated by non-Indigenous people. So if we can't teach our people, our young people, to be able to interact with anybody.
Exactly.
In our workforce here, we've got almost 85 staff within our AFL Cape York program. 45 of those people are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Beautiful.
The other half are people from other
all
backgrounds,
life, yeah.
Canadian,
yeah.
PNG, a German.
There's the culture. That's the world.
That's the world culture.
That's the world culture.
100%.
Beautiful. So you've been the founder. You're still a part of it? What's your role now?
Yeah, the stuff I love doing, I'm not so much a part of anymore, and that is getting around the kids all the time and hanging out. And it's more, you know...
Sure.
In the office,
but
as general manager.
You're a bit of a scout as well for AFL clubs,
not really.
You?
Not really. Used to be years ago, but don't have time for
that. Oh, you don't?
So
well, no, you helped the likes of like Courtney Dempsey,
Courtney,
for example.
Courtney, in particular, we had a little bit to do with in the early days, with courts, and that was really positive. But, over the last couple of years, not so much, because I just don't get out like I used to.
Yeah.
I'm more in the admin part of it now, and as general manager, I'm responsible for all the staff, obviously.
Sure.
But I'm also responsible for the finance, make sure that we've got the resources
And that part of it is a part of the success as well. You need to have the back office. Dotting I's, crossing T's, so to speak.
100%.
So you need to focus on 100%. Those. Don't drop the ball there.
And we've got a great team. We've got great staff and people that do great work.
Yeah. So it's a team effort, isn't it?
100% it is. Yeah, just like any footy club or...
So Cairns is home for you. Tasmania's just a holiday place now.
A blur.
Thank you.
Yeah, too cold.
Married kids, brother?
We've got... I've got, young partner and young lad running around, a little seven-year-old to my partner. My kids are spread out, Brisbane, Cairns, Tasmania, they've all grown up.
And with St Kilda coming here to train today at the Cape York AFL House for Boys on this beautiful football field, it's a nice looking field. How's that come about? Did you make the call, or did St Kilda got in touch with you? Or
it's a bit of a long association. Simon Lefflin, who's the football manager at St Kilda, was a former AFL employee.
Okay.
And in Melbourne, and he visited here in the early days. Anyway, he reached out when they knew they were coming last year.
Yes.
And said, "Look, Rick, we'd like to connect up with you. We've got the highest number of Indigenous players in the AFL in our club.
Yep.
We'd like to come and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's where it started. But unfortunately, last year, because of COVID, that was all washed away. And anyway, as soon as we found out they were coming again, we reached out. They come back and, we want to do exactly the same. So.
Which is a good aspiration for these young kids, isn't it? Even if they don't want to be AFL players, but the thought of the principles of success at the table.
And hopefully that was the conversation today with the players, was around, you know, what does it look like? You know, and it's hard work.
Yeah, of course it is. No matter what you pursue. You're becoming a doctor. It's hard work. Kicking football.
It's hard work.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the hard work is success, you know?
The reward comes from your hard work.
Sure, exactly. Exactly. So. And the thing is, there's the only time that work comes before success is in the dictionary. You've got to work at it.
You know what 100%. I
mean? 100%. Hey, look, good talking to you, Rick. All the best to you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the great work you guys do.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And do a lot of work with Cape York AFL House, and had the likes of Sean Hunter, the manager at the AFL House for Girls, last week, and talking about the new book that he's written.
Yep.
You call him a thief, but that's okay. There's beautiful artwork from the Indigenous girls out there, so
it's
a good
fantastic.
Thing. Good
it's fantastic.
Brother, we'll talk soon, Rick. All the best.
Thanks, Trevor. All the best.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with Rick Hanlon. He's the founder of the Cape York AFL House, and running since 2016, and a fantastic opportunity. But stay tuned, and a chat to another brother here before we finish the show. But stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM for National Talk Black. Big shout out, NERS, National Digital Radio Service.
And yeah, we are the Briscoe sisters, and thank you all for coming.
Too Deadly Mob, welcome back. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from Cape York AFL House. We're doing the outdoor broadcast. After we're just watching St Kilda throw down, had a training session for their game tomorrow. Big game tomorrow against Port Adelaide at Cazales. Great to see AFL in town. And like I said, big shout out to Andrew Underwood and the team. Undies, they do the Indigenous broadcasting there. And the broadcasting they're doing this weekend is Friday 29th game, West Coast Eagles versus Richmond Optus. And also Sunday 1st May, Sydney Swans versus Brisbane Lions. We're going to talk to a Sydney Swans fan, and that's Anthony Bondi Cetric. Anthony Bondi, how you going, my brother?
Good, brother. Trevor, how you going, mate?
Very good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a mixed up breed. I'm from all over the country. I start from my mob from the Torres Strait, the beautiful families of Yam Island. Yes. Then my father's side down to the Waka Waka people of Cherbourg, and also connected to the Kundanji people in Yarrabah. And don't forget my other side and the Nawagi people.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Fruit salad, we say, brother.
That's what it is.
Too Deadly, my brother. Now, what's your role here at the Cape York AFL House?
I'm a boarding coordinator. I help support the learning environment for our young people from all over Cape York. So a big role, but a very important one, making sure the experience is a great one on their time away from family, getting an education.
Yes. We're talking to the likes of Rick Hanlon and Kane Richter, the manager of Cape York AFL House. That is a big step for any individual to leave home, but to leave home and board and go to school, and a young at that, that's a big ask, isn't it?
Hey, mate, our young people are so resilient, Trev, to be able to away from family, coming into to an environment here that's quite foreign in terms of being away from community and family. But my role and part of everyone here in the leadership team is to make it a culturally safe environment so the young people can nurture and become the best people they can, obviously. Yep.
So you become Uncle Bondi, of course.
Yeah,
it's a family setting, you could say.
Yeah, it's quite unique. We are blessed to be called uncles at the house, and obviously it's about having that responsibility also as uncles and leading them and showing them a great future. But more importantly, our men as our roles as men, obviously nurturing and fostering young people to be the best people they can be.
And you've got the Cape York AFL House boys and for girls. Is there any connection when you guys get together and do things?
Yeah, well, that's what the work we're doing is partnering and collaborating. Trevor, you know, off all our strengths based as individuals, trying to work out what that unity can bring. The young people are so strong in so many ways. So our job as uncles and aunties is to foster that out of our young people and to encourage them a positive way forward. And all that is us having the ability to identify their strengths and their uniqueness, which is beautiful, yeah.
And the boys and girls, when they come here as boarders, what age group are we talking, brother?
Oh, we're talking from all the way from grade 7, so as young as 11 years of old.
So all high school up, is it?
High school up. I think there's a bit of work being done in the background from our strategic planners are around a readiness program for young people at the start end,
okay,
and also at the end of transitioning to year 13 and year 14, to help the support and transition into a young adulthood.
And the goal is to get them through to grade 12, get their senior high school certificate, and further education if they choose.
Hey, and that's the work of us uncles, and inspiring them and motivating them, obviously based on their wants and needs. Obviously, we'd love every kid to have that ability to have a QC. Our expectations are high, but more importantly, it's about the young person choosing what their success looks like for them.
Yes.
And our job is to nurture that and to strengthen that, and providing opportunities, mate.
Beautiful. And your non-Indigenous staff, I see they gel well with the kids as well, and then support there from the Indigenous staff. That's a good network there too, isn't it?
Yeah, naturally our way, Trevor, is to nurture, help, provide those tools, capability development, we call it these days. But it's just our way of being, obviously sharing our culture, our knowledge, and our spirit and way of being, which I think is really, really important.
Of course.
I take my hat off to all the staff here who are here every day, motivated, trying to ignite and inspire young people. So
more than the pay packet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you couldn't pay a price on this and measure success, because we have the beauty of spending quality time with young people, and success looks amazing in different ways.
Yeah, too dead, brother. How long you been in the role?
I've been in the role now for, about 16 weeks.
Yeah, gotcha, brother.
So I'm just still new to the environment.
Yeah.
It's a great
environment. Slip right in there like a pair of thongs, brother. Easy as. I mean, you're deadly who you are, brother, and you're a proud black man. Mm-hmm. And just helping our young ones on their pathway, that's smiling in your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, you can't. Yeah, that's the one-on-one that we do, and then listening to the conversations, from waking the kid up to get him on the school bus to get him home in the homework classroom. But just to hear their stories from who they are and where they come from, it's magic, because I'm quite blessed to be able to work all over Cape York, and I know the family connections and a lot of the old people who share that wisdom and knowledge. And beautiful. I'm just thankful that I get to ignite that and continue those conversations. So it's amazing.
Well, talk about the motivator, brother. Love your work. Look, thank you for the yarn, my brother.
No worries.
Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll yarn soon, brother.
No worries, Trev. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Anthony Bondi-Cedric, there he is. He works here at Cape York AFL House for boys. Fantastic. Inspiring our young boys and for their future. That's what it's all about. Trendy Trev here about the sign off, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Back in the studios. Big shout out to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Thank you very much for putting us across the airways. And once again, Andrew Underwood and the team, Undies, Too Deadly, Indigenous Broadcasting for the AFL. And St Kilda, thank you for coming down. Too Deadly.